This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Supreme Court asks government for its written response regarding its efforts on border security issue. District Court Rowtahat orders to keep parliamentarian Mohammad Aftab Alam in custody for further investigation. Bangladeshi President returns home completing his official visit to Nepal. And Sri Lankans going to the polls today to choose their new president. Now the news in detail. Bangladeshi President Mohammad Abdul Hamid concluded his four-day official goodwill visit to Nepal and returned home yesterday. President Bidya Devi Bhandari bid farewell to her Bangladeshi counterpart at the VVIP lounge of Trivandrum International Airport. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali and Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Patrai had also gone to the airport to see off the Bangladeshi President. Bangladeshi President Hamid was accorded a salute by the contingent of Nepal Army. Likewise, troops of musicians and dancers representing all seven states made their performance during his departure. Similarly, the children waved the national flags of Bangladesh and Nepal to bid farewell to the distinguished guest. During his visit, Bangladeshi President Hamid had high-level bilateral talks with the President, Vice President, Prime Minister and top-level leaders of different political parties, including President of main opposition party, besides visiting various tourist sites. The Supreme Court has issued a so-called order in the name of the government regarding the efforts being made for border security. A single bench headed by Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir J.B. Rana gave this order, executing two separate writ petitions about the protection of Nepali land along the Nepal-India border. The writs were filed by Parinder Nepal and Advocate Kanchan Krishnan Upane. Both writs filed on November 13 seek a prior right to conduct a hearing and a reply in writing about the border security issues within the 15 days of the registration. Through the writs, it has been demanded that a present political map of Nepal issued by the Survey Department should be revised so as to include Limpia Dhura as part of Nepal. Parliamentarian Mohammad Aftab Alam has been remanded in custody for further investigation regarding his role in Rajpur bomb blast. Rowtahat District Court Jeevan Dhakal gave the order to retain Alam in custody after hearing case regarding Rajpur bomb blast 12 years ago. Alam has been accused of storing bombs, murdering and instigating murder, and he was arrested on 13 October. Prior to this, an FIR was filed accusing Alam of murdering Trilok Pratap Singh, Oshi Akhtar Mia and dozen more by throwing them alive in the burning chimney used for making bricks. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has said the work of relief distribution and honouring Martyrs' family will begin soon. Addressing a program organized at Shahid Park of Chintang in Shahid Bhumi Rural Municipality of Thankuta yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel further said that for prosperity of the country, the government had been promoting hydropower generation and tourism sector. Also speaking on the occasion, Province 1 Chief Minister Shardhan Rai declared the relief of 500,000 rupees for each family of those who were killed in Chintang incident during Panchayat era. Chief Minister Rai further said that only federalism had made the relief possible, so all should work to save federalism. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatioda has said internal auditing should be made effective in order to maintain financial integrity. Minister Dr. Khatioda said it while receiving the integrated annual report submitted by the Office of the Auditor General for the fiscal year 2019-20. The Office of the Auditor General prepared the report in line with the Economic Activities and Financial Liability Act 2019. This is the first report made after the introduction of the Act. Finance Minister Dr. Khatioda further said the report would help the ministry know about financial liability, transparency and fiscal discipline. He said the auditing system must be transparent to make federalism successful. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Gokarna Bista has urged the workers in the cooperative sector to get involved in the Social Security Fund. addressing an orientation program on implementation of the Social Security Fund organized by the ministry yesterday. Minister Bista called on all the cooperatives to be enlisted in the fund brought to give protection to all the employees. The minister said the fund had been initiated for the protection of the rights and interests of labourers, while urging the cooperatives to cooperate with the government by implementing the Social Security Fund. The 3-day regional conference of the honorary consuls in Kathmandu concluded yesterday. The conference, organized by the Honorary Consuls Corps Nepal and the World Federation of Consuls, was aimed at coordinating efforts to advance the cause of economic prosperity through economic diplomacy. The 76 honorary consuls from 18 different countries had deliberated on the wide range of issues such as gender equality, climate action and maintenance of world peace, among others, during the event. Experts from various fields presented working papers in the event, where Visit Nepal 2020's campaign coordinator Suraj Baidya had given a presentation on the government's initiative to attract as many as 2 million foreign tourists to Nepal in year 2020. Journalist and Communist Party Central Member Surya Thapa has been appointed as the press advisor to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Thapa is the Deputy Chief of the Publicity Department of the Communist Party. The meeting of the Council of Ministers on Friday appointed him to the post. Earlier, Thapa had served as the press advisor to the then Prime Minister Chalanath Kanal. The post was lying vacant following the resignation of Dr. Kundanariyal. Mid-Hill Highway Project Directorate has said 344-kilometre road section of the Mid-Hill Highway has been blacktopped. The directorate said the contract for blacktopping another 581-kilometre has already been signed. The highway project that began 12 years ago is aimed to be completed by fiscal year 2021-22. The Election Commission has published the name lists of local-level candidates for by-elections scheduled for November 30. The by-elections are taking place for 48 posts at 44 local levels of 35 districts. Election Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha said all activities related to by-elections, including the investigation and complaints filed against the candidates and publishing of the name list of the candidates, concluded yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
ह त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदै छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Sri Lankans are going to the polls to choose their new leader 7 months after a devastating terror attack killed more than 250 people. A total of 35 candidates are vying for votes in the presidential election, the third since the end of the country's decades-long civil war in 2009. The current president, however, is not on the ballot. Maithripala Sirisena decided against running after coming under criticism following the Easter Sunday bombings. The attack by Islamic State militants, which targeted churches and top-end hotels, left at least 253 people dead. Authorities said the government was forced to later admit it had suffered a major intelligence lapse, with the defense secretary revealing an Indian intelligence warning from the beginning of the month about the planned attacks. Israel's military has said it is investigating harm caused to civilians from an airstrike it launched in Gaza. Palestinian medics said 8 members of one family died in the strike. Israel said the attack targeted the home of Rashmi Abu Malhous, who it called a militant commander from the group Palestinian Islamic Jihad. It said no civilians were expected to be in harm's way. The attack in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza was the deadliest episode in a 2-day exchange of fire between Israel and the Palestinian group. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the central and western regions and partly cloudy in the eastern region. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places off the central and western hilly regions. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 25.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.7 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Supreme Court asks government for its written response regarding its effort on border security. District Court Rowtahat orders to keep parliamentarian Mohammad Aftab Alam in custody for further investigation. Bangladeshi President returns home completing his official visit to Nepal and Sri Lankans going to the polls today to choose their new president. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.